This is Wild Talk, and I'm Moira O'Brien Malone. What makes a man pack up his stage and take to the Danube by barge? Andreas Beckmann from WWF's Danube Carpathian program spoke to musician Hubert von Goisem about his concert tour down the Danube, his environmental message, and why he's about to repeat it all along the Rhine.
The Danube is an amazing landscape. It's like a kingdom of its own. When you're on the river, you don't feel, you don't notice the borders. It's just one vast, huge, and very colorful entity. I find that no matter where it is, in the upper part in Germany or in Austria, or if you go to the middle Danube like Hungary and Serbia, or in the lower Danube, Bulgaria, Romania, Ukraine, all the people living along this big river, they have something in common, and that maybe has to do with the water flowing by. A river this size has also emits this feeling of secrecy, of not knowing everything, and because of the annual floodings that are taking place, the people don't have this feeling that whatever they are doing is forever. Rather, they go through life with a feeling, well, for now it's good. If the river takes it away and destroys it, we're going to build it up maybe different.
Saw a lot of different landscapes, from the Iron Gates, where it's quite mountainous, where the Carpathians meet the Danube, all the way down to the Danube Delta. Do you have a favorite spot or a favorite landscape?
I like the Serbian part of the Danube very much, because the people using it in a much more frequented way than further down.
You mentioned some of the nice qualities of the Danube. I'm sure you also came past some problems as well of the Danube.
I was really taken aback when I saw how little they cared about the riverbanks in, like, Romania, in Galați, or in Brăila. It's such a beautiful place, and it's how can you mess around? They just throw everything, anything they get, they throw it in there. The river will take it, I don't know where, to the sea or whatever, to the next village. To really have a respect for the resources you have, is you need to have some kind of time to put the focus on it. If you're struggling with existence, this is not important. And this is why it's a privilege for me to do a tour like this, to raise enough money to pull a project like this off. So I want to also take the responsibility, and this is why WWF is on board, that this beautiful place of the world will get in some parts even more beautiful, like in Romania, when they have more respect for their resources there, and also for the next generations.
How do you want to use your tour to do that?
We do have the people that come to the concerts, which we can address via films. We have some film clips which WWF gave us, and we put them on the screens before the concerts. We, in some parts in the East, it worked out very well that we work together with the local WWF people. They can put information stands in the concert venue, and if they want, which they frequently did, they can go on stage and address the people in their own language. This time in the West it will be different, because most of the people that we'll be playing for, they can understand, and I can address them, so I can say something to the topic as well.
What wish do you have for your trip now up the Danube and up to the Rhine this year?
I hope that we find some moments of nature. Because everybody is telling me, the Rhine is like some kind of autobahn for ships, and you can't compare it with the Danube, which is a wild and very natural river. So I'm a little anxious about this. because I'm spoiled by the Danube. And I know, on the other hand, that especially on the Rhine, which had big ecological problems, many things got solved by wanting to solve it, which in some way, even though it might be not as spectacular from the natural point of view, I think the Rhine might be and can be a positive example that things that you thought you can't handle it, you can't repair it anymore, can be handled if we all, you know, pull together on the same string.